Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Mr. Wonderful at your service. Very excited about having a new friend on the show with us. Aaron Ennis is here. Aaron is Senior Vice President of the U.S.-China Business Council, USCBC. And she's in charge of the government affairs and the advocacy work there. And she's here to talk to us about what's going on in the relationship between U.S. and China. And by the way, in a little bit of context, she works with our old friend Doug Barry, who's been with us, member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He connected us up. Aaron Ennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So my audience knows that I spend a fair amount of programming every month talking about China, at least one or two interviews. Things heat up, maybe more. I think it's really important for all of us out here on Main Street to understand the relationship with China. We have I won't call it a love-hate relationship, America and China, but it is an essential one that is fraught with all kinds of complications. And sometimes we complicate things, sometimes they complicate things. But it is important for our two countries, our two interests, to find a better alignment, isn't it?
I think that it is. I mean, I think the way that you've described it is exactly right. Probably the way that I usually refer to it is that we are definitely in competition with China. Now, the good news for us in the United States is we know that competition makes us better at what we do rather than worse at it.
That's right.
But it is definitely a very challenging competition.
China doesn't have that kind of relationship with competition, though, do they?
Well, you know, I think there are certain sectors that do, and there are certainly some officials in China that are seeking to have more competition. But what it looks like in the end probably isn't going to look like what it looks like here. And that's among the reasons why the U.S. government has been engaging so heavily on these issues, not just for the past 2.5 years with the Trump administration, but over the course of longer than that, to try to get it to look more like what we all would recognize as fair competition.
Well, one of the things I think that Americans, maybe I should say Westerners, where we have issues, is we expect, you know, when America does business with Europe, or vice versa, we kind of operate off the same ethical play sheet. You know, when we go to the East, they have a different rule book over there. They have different attitude about things, and we go over there, and sometimes we get our feelings hurt, right? And I think we have to say it's a pox on us for not realizing that they're not going to play the game with the same rules as we are. And in some cases, it's their rules, and we have to learn how to deal with them. What do you think?
Well, I think I would take a little bit of a different tactic on it. Definitely every country has its own culture. I don't know that I would divide it up in terms of West versus East on these things.
Eastern ethics is significantly different from Western ethics?
I do not. I think that we all just have different rankings of how we do those things. I mean, when you go to Asia to do business, whether it's China or Japan or Korea, the issue is not a matter of a difference of values. It's a matter of there's different rules. There's different processes that you go through. There's different
you and I are going to agree on some things and we're going to disagree on some things.
That's what makes this fun.
That's what makes it fun. But you don't think that the way they structure relationships with our companies that puts us at a disadvantage from an artificial intelligence standpoint, you don't think that's a difference in the values that they have versus our values? I think that's a big difference in values.
Yeah, I don't think any of this has to do with values. I think this has to do with how countries and companies feel that they get the best advantage in their market. And sometimes the rules and regulations of a domestic country's of a domestic company things favor the domestic companies, and sometimes they're more level.
So talk to us. Let's talk about then the the main issue that you see? I've got about a minute before we go to a break, actually about 45 seconds.
Sure.
What do you see as the number one issue where we're stuck that we can address when we come back after the break?
I think probably the number one issue we can be looking at is those level playing field issues, how foreign companies are treated versus domestic companies in China.
That's an excellent point. I completely agree with you. And so so the tool to do that is a trade agreement?
I don't know that it necessarily is a trade agreement in the long lines of NAFTA or something like that, but certainly an agreement between the U.S. and China that then applies to all foreign companies can do a lot to move us closer to that level playing field.
And, folks, Aaron and I have lurched uncontrollably to some common ground, and we're going to talk about that after the break. Aaron Innes, ladies and gentlemen, she's a very smart lady, as you can tell, and she knows her stuff because she's been doing this a long time. And I'm having to put my track shoes on just to keep up with her. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.